Welcome in! Latest episode, that SEC podcast. I'm your host, Michael Brett. Go by SEC Mike. Go to Twitters. And there he is, everybody's favorite cousin Shane. What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Oh, mercy.
Brother, what a week. What a damn week. I hope you got your Christmas shopping done, Mike. I hope you got it done, because we're going to be totally locked in this weekend. My wife's like, we got to get this done. We got to get that. I'm like, hey, I don't want to be that guy, but we got two wonderful days of college football coming up. College football playoffs are upon us, Mike.
No, I ain't got any of that done, because I've been working. We had four shows posted today.
Yes.
So go check them out when you have a moment. We got some great guests. Tyler McComas from KREF down there in Oklahoma. We got Nick Kelly, AL.com. So we got both sides of the Alabama-Oklahoma game covered. We got Bo Prabula jumping in the portal. We got Will Muschamp back in the SEC. And I asked Shade before, I said, hey, I don't know if you saw, we got four shows posted today. He said, oh, I don't got my three scores yet. So,
Hey,
welcome. We're two sides of a coin over here. You know what?
Yeah, I wish to say I wasn't busy, Mike, but I also had a busy day. Just unfortunately, it wasn't fun stuff. So I appreciate you jumping on doing those shows, Mike, as always. Nobody, if we're handing out awards for the hardest worker in this industry, it's none other than SEC Mike. And coming in second place is not me. But I will be here tomorrow. And a reminder, cousins, we're going to have a watch party tomorrow for the Alabama-Oklahoma game. So be sure to jump on, have some cold beers, and let's talk football. Let's either you're on one side or the other. You know what? We'll have fun either way. You don't have to like these teams. Just jump on and have a good time with us.
Yeah, that sounds like a hell of a time, Shane. And if you haven't already, you know, we're running out of time here to remind the cousins, Shane, to go check out MyBookie, the online sportsbook, promo code SEC. They got a $500 guaranteed wager right now. If you open up an account, put in $100, and it's $100 fully guaranteed, $100 wager. That means if you, let's say you bet wrong this weekend, they give you your money right back, but only if you use that promo code SEC over at MyBookie. So go check them out. And then when you're done with that, go check out our buddies over at Tennessee Legend.
Yes.
There's no Tennessee teams in the playoffs, Shane, but Tennessee Legend made the playoff. You know what?
Oh, yeah. You know what? We had a little gift exchange earlier today, and I tell you what, Tennessee Legend was part of that equation, and I couldn't wait for them to open up the gift. And I tell you what, I think, you know, you always want the best gift. I think I nailed it this year. Thanks to our friends over at Tennessee Legend. If you stop in at any of the Sevierville locations or Nashville locations, let them know that the cousin sent you. Not only are you going to get a huge discount, but you're also going to get a bonus gift. Hello.
Hey, Mike A says you get the award for best drinking award.
Yeah.
So there you go. You get an award.
I knew I'd get one trophy, you know, we just had to make it up. I love it.
Hey, shout out Gavin, gave us $5, Shane. Not an excuse, just saying no one ever mentions, oh, you had a bye week before Bama, and Bama didn't have one last two games. This time we get one.
Retweet, cousins. Yeah. He may be on something. No, he's saying Roll Tide. I get it. He may be on to something. You know, we did the injury report yesterday. And I tell you what, it's looking nicer and nicer for those Tides.
Yeah, and there'll be another one here, hopefully by the end of the pod. But
yeah,
you know, that is something I've been torn on this game all week. Maybe that's the thing that'll flip it, Shane. Yeah. Maybe it is Bama having 12 days to prepare. Now, I guess you could easily also flip it, Shane, and say, well, Oklahoma's had 19 days to prepare. So they kind of have had a little bit extra bye, haven't they?
Yeah, 19 days is a long time, man. I mean,
it's too many.
Is that it? Yeah, get a little too fat and jolly around the holidays. I get it. I've been there, right? You know, so I think at the end of the day, Mike, it is not just being prepared. but mentally prepared, right? And I feel like sometimes when we're in the throes of things, when we're in the middle of an SEC schedule, it's easy to stay locked in. When you look at 12 days off, 19 days off, man, I mean, I get it. You've got routines that you're keeping up with, but there may be some things that may become a factor in this game because of that time.
Right. Hey, shout out. Shit, Shane gave us $20. Shout out, Shane. What up, cousins? Hope it's Thursday. Find you well. I pledge that there will be no talk from me regarding that certain team up north during the pod in a solid effort not to get banned from the channel. Thank you, Shin. We don't want to hear about those red coat bastards. Never, you know what?
We'd never ban you. We'd put you in timeout for a little bit. But
hey, did you have any thoughts, Shane, on any of that while you missed it? Bo to the portal? Yeah. Matt Zoller's time?
Well, and that's what we talked about, Mike. We talked about what we're looking forward to in this bowl game. And I thought this could be kind of that springboard for 26. Who's your guy? And I feel like we just got that question answered. And I feel like maybe that's some conversations, some tough conversations they had behind the scenes saying, hey, Zoller's is our future. He's the guy that's going to get the playing time in the bowl game. So maybe it's, in a kind way, find your next home, you know, because, I mean, you can stay. I guarantee you, Drink would love to have kept him on the roster, but at the end of the day, they got to put all their chips behind one guy, and so Zoller's is that guy.
Yeah, maybe 5-10 years ago, you could have two, right?
Yeah.
But you just, I mean, it's just the way it is now, where you kind of, and now that there's only one portal,
mm-hmm.
you kind of have to be committed to one quarterback.
Yeah.
And not have any depth. I mean, that's not ideal, but that's just the situation we find ourselves in, isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's tough. You know, there's not a lot of Ty Simpsons in the world, right? And I think there's a benefit to hanging around, just unfortunately, especially in a program like Mizzou, a little bit more stable than some of the other SEC schools. You know, however, you're hearing about the OC possibly taking another job, right? So, or did he? I don't even know if he did. Did he take the Kirby?
Kirby Moore? Yeah, he's Washington State head coach.
So, I mean, maybe that was another factor, right? You know, so.
Right. Maybe Kirby said, hey, come on down to Washington State. We'll guarantee you to be the starter, you know?
Absolutely. I was trying to start you the whole time, but Drink was telling me no. I mean, that's what I'd be saying. So, I don't know. Again, you want to do what's best for the kids. But, again, you're seeing this more and more. We saw it with Tennessee. Tennessee did the same thing. It's like these guys are not going to sit around. They'll back up for a season, but that's it. So you just got to get in the portal and find you another one.
And then what? Any thoughts on Will Muschamp, Shane, being named the new Texas defensive coordinator? And hell, they fired the other guy, Pete Kay, who apparently all the fans hated anyway, even though he had a top defense.
I love it. Muschamp should be in college football. He should always be around the Southeastern Conference. So, hey, I told you yesterday we had the mailbag. Thank you again, cousins, for all those awesome questions. And I told you, I said, if there's one guy I'd like to come back, Muschamp was one of them. Hell of a recruiter. He's going to be great for that locker room. And I'm excited, brother. How long before he's punching dry erase boards down there, you know?
And I think this is a fair question. Somebody asked me this in the comments after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you rather have at Tennessee, Jim Knowles or Will Muschamp?
Mm.
I think I'd rather roll with Muschamp.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. He said some pretty mean things the last time he was head coach in Neyland Stadium. So, I'm not saying he burnt bridges, but if I'm picking one, I think we got a good one here. I like Muschamp, but the University of Tennessee, not all of them like him.
Well, yeah. They didn't like Heupel when they hired him. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean, it's different. Heupel didn't, make fun of the fan base for kicking our ass in a home field game. So, you know, a little bit different.
Mm.
Coached at Florida and South Carolina, two programs Tennessee absolutely hates. So,
Okay. But they'd welcome Kiffin.
Everybody say Noel's a weirdo. Maybe. you may be onto something there. Let's give it a season. Then I'll be like, damn, we should have got Muschamp.
Yeah, and I think they may have been able to get them. I don't know.
Do you think that it was just bad timing? You know, you got to hire somebody. Here's a guy that I'm not saying he was force fed to Tennessee, right? But Tennessee's hand was kind of pushed here that they needed to make a change on the defensive side. And that happened right at this perfect time. It feels a little bit like, you remember when Coach O, who did Coach O? He hired a coordinator. Everybody's like, dude, you got to get this guy. And I can't remember exactly who it was.
Are you thinking of maybe Matt Canada?
Yes, Canada. Remember, everybody's like, this perfect. And it was just an absolute disaster. So I don't know. It kind of feels a little like that, but yeah. We'll see. Well, maybe we should just let it play out.
We're already firing the guy, you know?
Oh, shit.
Hey, you got a new shirt tonight, Shane? It looks pretty
sick. This is. And you notice it's a little darker, too. So I ordered three of these guys. They just came in. So speaking of shirts, jump on over. We still got some Lane Quit shirts you can order. Just hit the tag there.
Yeah, look, these bad boys are moving, man.
Look at that little buddy just sitting there watching that plane go by. Damn. It'd be a great Christmas gift for somebody.
We several cousins have ordered them, and we sent a couple of cousins that shirt. So I'd love to see photos of it. We could post on the show. You know what?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah, send it. Poor Juice. And you know what's sad is, like, he moved to Louisiana now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, he had it pretty good. I was looking, the weather, it's going to be like 63 degrees, nice and sunny. You know, he's going to be down there 110 degrees, humidity like a blanket. His dad ain't even talking to him. I mean, I feel bad. He went from one bad home to another.
Hey, shout out Carl Junkies. Appreciate you, buddy. He says Jim Knowles way better change is much better to change a defense. Muschamp ain't bad, but not on the same level.
See, told you they hate him. Carl hates him too.
All right, maybe I'm wrong on there. I like the SEC experience of Muschamp. Does that make sense?
That's fair. Yeah, and the recruiting, right? You know, yeah. I mean, yeah. Say what you want. Muschamp's a hell of a recruiter, and I think that would have been that's a huge, I mean, plus for Texas here.
Mm-hmm. I think so. All right, Shane. You know what? I also think.
What's that?
I think it's time for our prize picks selections this week. So go check them out if you haven't. Maybe you're not into wagering on the game, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
We could do daily fantasy over at Prize Picks, and if you use the same promo code, they made it easy for you guys. SEC, that's a promo code. You play five, you get $50 in free prize picks over there. So go check them out, prizepicks.com. And all they do is they have projections for the players.
Yes.
And you got to select more than or less than for each projection to win. And you can win big the more players you select. I think I got us four winners, Shane. Mario Craver, Super Mario. Well, and I should mention this, too. Did you see he got a contract extension?
No.
So these schools now, they're like sharing the news literally on their platforms.
Yeah.
We have re-signed Mario Craver, and this they put this in their graphic, believe it or not, Shane. He is the highest paid receiver in A&M history. So shout out. When these guys get their payday, I expect them to show up in a big way, right?
Yeah.
So I'm cheating a little bit here, but Prize Picks has got Mario Craver against Miami, 52.5 receiving yards. Give me the more than. I think Super Mario gets us at least 53 receiving yards against Miami. How do you like that one?
One catch. One catch. Yes, I like this more than I feel like he'll be a huge, huge piece of this game. So I like that one, Mike.
And I know you're gonna love these, Shane. I'm basically just trying to butter your ass up.
Yes.
Two Ole Miss receiver. Well, one's a tight end, but technically a receiver. Give me Deshaun Stribling, Ole Miss, mm-hmm. both playing Tulane, of course. 40.5 receiving yards. Give me the more than. And I love Daquan Wright, outstanding tight end, 35.5 receiving yards. Give me the more than. I think Stribling gets 41 or more, and I think Wright gets 36 or more against Tulane.
I think a lot of people are going to be catching balls against Tulane, so I'm always in favor for more than here.
All right, and then last one. Money Mateer.
Yes.
John Mateer. Now, this one's tricky, Shane. Defensive struggle, right?
Yeah.
239.5 total yards. So passing and rushing. But his number could come down for sacks. So 239.5 total yards for Money Mateer. I'm going less than against Bama.
Hmm. You saw those tackling drills. I can't argue with you here, man. For what I'm gonna pick. Is this the last one? Because I feel like I should go against one of these. So I'll go more than. I'll go more than.
So he gets the 240. I mean, he could do it.
Yeah.
I mean, he is money.
No, he is. And honestly, if you think about it, that's not a huge number, right? And Alabama defense has been phenomenal, but they've also given up some big plays, right? So, I'll go more than. Yeah.
It just feels like these games we're about to preview, Alabama, Oklahoma, you know, where everybody's like, oh, I ain't gonna, it's gonna be 10-7. You know, these are the games where it's like 38-30, and you're like, what the hell? How'd that happen? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. It could
be. Hey, shout out Cool Jimmy. Cool name.
Cool.
Didn't Shane promise us a sweet potato pie recipe for Christmas?
Hell yeah. When y'all want it, you name the date, I will submit it. So I think maybe I'll do that over the weekend. Make a little sweet potato casserole, film it, and then get it out to you. I'm telling you, man, if you want to be the best, I'm telling you, the best cook in town, you just bring this in there, and I promise you. And it's really easy. I wouldn't do it if it wasn't easy.
All right. You know what else is easy, Shane?
What's that, my man?
Picking these games. Come on, buddy. Let's get into it. We only got three games to break down here. Yep. We're going to save the rest for after the college football playoff, because we'll meet your cousins well before it's time to get into the rest of the bowl action. But let us start, Shane, with old Tulane traveling to Ole Miss, Shane. Rebels favored by 17.5 points, over under 56.5 total points. This is a Saturday game, 3:30 Eastern, 2:30 Central on TNT. These teams have met once before, Shane.
Yep.
And Rebels whip that ass 45-10. But Tulane's 8-1 since that Ole Miss loss. Of course, Ole Miss just the same record, but even more impressive considering it's in the Southeastern Conference. What's your thoughts on Tulane traveling to old Oxford?
It's a unique football game, right? I mean, we got obviously Lane Kiffin, LSU now, John Summerall. He's a short timer now, right? After Tulane finds an exit here, he's on to his Florida gig, his dream job. You know what I'm saying? In fact, he's even just given a few crumbs on his way out. You know, it's like, hey, 100,000 is awesome, but Florida's paying a lot more than that. But I feel like, brother, there's a part of you, right, that just feels like Lane Kiffin was the heart and soul of that football team. And without the wizard being there, that Ole Miss is just going to fall to the wayside and go back to irrelevance. Get the hell out of here, man. What got Ole Miss to the college football playoff, yes, was Lane Kiffin a part of it? Absolutely. But he was a part of it because he brought the talent that is currently on that roster there, man. If you're picking a dodgeball team, there ain't one damn Tulane player going to get picked. You know what I'm saying? This is going to be all Ole Miss. I'm not worried about this being a ball game at all. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if this is just not an absolute bloodbath here, just because now it's personal. I feel like this all this controversy, all this bullshit that we've put on here for the last month, I feel like it was all noise that amplified in that locker room unity. Now, at the end of the season, they may bounce, right? But until that happens, I feel like this is America's team, and America's team is going to whoop Tulane's ass here. So, John, it's fun. You had a great run. We'll see you down in Gainesville. But your last win has already happened there in the old green wave. Give me Ole Miss 42, Tulane 20.
Is there a point to where, like, the score could get so bad that you're like, you know what? It's John Sumrall. Maybe he can't coach worth the shit.
Do we start trolling Florida and how bad this game gets?
I mean, could that happen? Or no?
Nah, I do think I'm giving, you know, maybe not Tulane not enough respect here. This is a big game for them, right? There's no doubt in my mind that they're doing something that they never thought would be possible. I don't think when you're recruited down there that, you know, the thoughts of being in a college football playoff was really on the agenda, you know? So you better believe you're going to get the best Tulane football team that you've seen up to date. And if you come in with that attitude that you're just going to steamroll them, then I feel like it could be a competitive game. They've got nothing to lose. But at the end of the day, I feel like it's going to come down to talent versus talent, and Ole Miss just has too much of it.
Shane, you said it again. That's why I was laughing. But Monkey says, Shane should have an evening segment called At the End of the Day.
Damn, did
I put it up and you were like, and then at the end of the day.
You know, it grinds my gears. Sorry. I do get on some, like, sometimes I get on these little rants and I stick on one for a while, you know?
At the end of the day, I mean, I think that's the way to do it.
How many times have I said it? I don't know. I didn't even know I said it. I was saving it for later. Damn it.
They should make a drinking game every time we say it, you know?
He got me. At the end of the day, he got me.
Well, hey, any chance, though, that, again, Tulane's playing with house money.
Yeah.
They're 17.5-point underdogs. They're going to get their ass whooped. They already got their ass whooped literally by the same team in the same venue. Now you come down here, let's say you somehow, some way you start quick. Maybe there's a turnover on special teams. All of a sudden Tulane's got a short field and they capitalize. Maybe they kick a surprise onside. Mm-hmm. And you know, and then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, it's 10-0. Tulane's up. And Ole Miss starts to panic. Because they're like, oh my God, Lane's not around to save us anymore. I mean, is there any chance, like what happens in that? I know that's very, very, very unlikely, that whole scenario I just laid out. But let's say it happens. And Ole Miss is in a hole early.
Yeah.
Any chance they panic?
Possibly, but no. And I say that because I don't think that they'll get into that spot. A lot of times with those top games, when you're thinking of like David and Goliath, I always feel like it needs to be the defense that screws up. And maybe lets Tulane extend drives, you know, maybe just, you know what I'm saying? Just create some havoc on the offensive side of the football, maybe getting creative that way. And the fact that Pete's still there, I feel like that shouldn't be a factor. And neither should the offense. I mean, I get it. Lane's not there. And again, big part, but Charlie Weiss is. So
right.
I feel like the coach narrative may get a little too much credit in this game. Now, obviously, it may get some blame if things go crazy, but at the end of the day, I do feel like I do feel like, again, and I say it, brother, Tulane just does not have the speed, the strength, the size to keep up with Ole Miss, and that's exactly why they got blew out earlier in the season.
Yeah, shout out Token Shane. At the end of the day, Ole Miss is winning the whole damn thing. They ain't leaving.
Say it, Mark.
But no, in reality, you're 100% right. With the talent, with the momentum, and just across the board, I can't imagine there's many players, if any, that Ole Miss would trade for one of two lanes, right? Mm-mm. So Ole Miss across the board got just such a huge talent advantage.
Yeah.
That in a matchup like this, let's say Pete Golding completely shits the bed and doesn't know how to coach, which we know is not accurate. But let's say that were to happen, I don't even think it would hurt him in this game.
Mm-mm.
Now, the next game, Georgia Bulldogs, completely different story. But this is Tulane, and this is Ole Miss, Shane, America's team, like you said. They're winning it 42-14. I don't have any. I think Ole Miss defense is going to come ready to play.
Yeah,
fight their ass off for Coach Pete Golding, and you know, I think it'll be most interesting to kind of have an eye on Ole Miss offense, see what it looks like without Kiffin.
Yeah,
and I don't anticipate there'll be a drastic drop off or anything, but who knows? We'll just see what, if anything, is different and how that affects his team. I think that'll be the biggest noteworthy thing to see here.
Mm-hmm. And now you know the rest of the story. Oh, man, kids don't realize, man, Paul Harvey, brother. I don't know if that was a South thing, but, man, everybody knew Paul Harvey when he came on.
Yeah. And we know Shane. Appreciate you. Yeah. $10. Will Muschamp, very, very nearly our head coach after Mac Brown.
Yep.
Back in the day as a defensive coordinator, he was head coach in waiting. Things could get interesting. Hook 'em. I'm reading between the lines here, but is he saying he could be the next head coach if something happens to Sarkisian?
I don't know. We've tried this one a couple of times. So,
well, what if, let's say Texas wins the national championship next year and the defense is elite and Sark is like, you know what? I'm following Arch.
Yeah.
We're going to the Tennessee Titans or whatever, you know, insert team. Maybe we just promote Muschamp.
Don't you call Lane first, you know?
Or Saban. Or...
Yeah. I feel like nothing would be more interesting right now than a Texas hire. So I don't think Muschamp, if we're doing those lists with the percentages, even if they have a perfect season, even though it's maybe Will Muschamp's defense, I still feel like he would be like 7 or 8 down on that list.
Yeah, I hear you. I would have thought P. Golding was 50 down the list. He's the head coach right now. You know
now,
what I mean?
Now, if Sark got fired midseason,
ooh,
and then Muschamp came in, pulled a Coach O, maybe then we have, you know, a little intriguing conversation.
Okay, so here's the Texas schedule. Which game we fired Sarkisian? Let's say they'd have to lose to Ohio State, lose at Tennessee, lose to Oklahoma. Is there another one on the back half where it's like, whoa, buddy?
Yeah. You know, most of them are going to get fired in November. I mean, statistically.
Right.
So I would think a Mississippi State loss at home would be the one, right? I mean, I can't Arkansas. Believe we're talking about it. But then let's just say that happens. To keep okay, in this scenario, I really feel like it's got to be multiple wins early in the season. So Ohio State, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Florida at home. I feel like that would be the scenario. Maybe even Ole Miss. I mean, you'd like really have to make a run. That's how much I feel like room Sarkisian has down there, because you still need a run. You know, Muschamp's not going to keep his job if he beats maybe LSU on the road. That'd be a big one. Texas A&M. Maybe that's it. Maybe just he comes in, he rolls November, gets into a bowl game, and just
Freedom Vance says a loss to Florida would do it.
Yeah, but Billy ain't gonna be down there.
Tolkien says, if Sark pulls a butter knife on his side chick, next guy's in.
That's what it would have to be, is like some sort of HR issue or something.
Hey, All Day Trey, appreciate you, buddy. He says, damn, they took our sweet baby defensive magician. Our defense, we suck again. Go Dogs.
Oh, man. Yeah, I did like seeing. Boy, what a group that was down there. You know, they'll talk about Kirby and Muschamp. Could you imagine the conversations they share? Jeez.
And Bobo?
Oh, yeah, Bobo down there, absolutely. Oh, brother, to be a fly on that wall.
So who's any chance we see Mark Stoops down there in Athens?
Oh, that's interesting.
He's pretty tight with Kirby.
You know, it's funny, when Stoops lost his job, I never thought I'd see it, but there was a lot of Tennessee fans saying, you know what? I mean, he did have some pretty good defenses, you know, you wouldn't think it. But, I don't see Stoops just walking out to the sunset here, you know?
Right.
I feel like he's got some opportunities, and maybe Georgia's the new Alabama rehab, right? You remember? That's what happened. You get fired, you go down there, hang out with Nick for a little bit, find you another job. So, I mean, that may be what he does, come down here, get this defense, you know, or continue to keep this defense rolling, and then find him another job elsewhere.
Carl says Tim Banks is available. Mm-mm. No, he got hired at Auburn.
No, he isn't.
All right, let's move on, Shade, to Miami at Texas A&M, Shade, in the college football playoff here in Kyle Field. Aggies favored by 3.5 points, over under 51.5 total points. Saturday at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, nationally televised on ABC. How about this, Shane? I don't know if you realize this, but Miami's got more ranked wins than Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
4-3, so I was looking that out. I thought that was pretty interesting. And anybody who missed it, I'm sure all the Aggies saw it, but one of their offensive linemen, Trey Zune, he was calling out by AB right after this game was announced, I believe it was. And then we had, you know, that's questionable, Shane, because Miami's got these two defensive linemen, Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor. They have a combined 100 pressure sacks or hits on the quarterback this season. 100.
Oh.
So, again, watch out for those two. Those will be keys. Of course, Carson Beck, old Carson, he's out there. They got a hell of a receiver, Malachi Toney, to keep your eyes on. And then their running back, Mark Fletcher, is pretty solid, too. But saying all that, Shane,
yeah,
I know you've laughed off this game here. A lot of people, Miami's a popular pick to go into here and beat Texas A&M. And what's your thoughts, man, on this epic matchup?
If you'll pull up that schedule again, I feel like that's exactly what people, when they mention A&M, there's either believers or doubters, right? And if you're a believer, then you saw exactly what I saw this season. You saw a team that grew, that improved tremendously over a season, an off season, one that grew throughout the year, right? Obviously, they quickly point out the loss against Texas, but I even feel like that was necessary going into the – I'm not justifying the loss. I'm just saying that sometimes you just need to get punched in the face, right?
Yeah.
My brother is a prime example. He was in one damn fight, and he won it. And that was the worst thing that could have happened. I mean, I almost wish he would have got his ass kicked, so then he wouldn't think he could beat everybody else up. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like – that's what you see. Now, the doubters are picking apart that, right? They're saying, well, Notre Dame, here we put them down at the end of the season. You know, the Florida game, you know, some of the LSU, they fired their coach. It's like every win that A&M got, they'll justify how they got it because it was a bad team they played. So was it? I don't think so. I think at the end of the day, a lot of these coaches got fired because they got their ass handed to them by these Aggies. Now, I like Texas A&M for one reason and one reason alone, Mike. I feel like out of all the SEC teams, they are the most balanced. And I've said that from probably week three to this point, and I'm sticking with it. Not only can they run well, they can throw well. Not only can they throw well, they can play defense well. Not only can they do that, their special teams is phenomenal. They have the total package. Now, there are some days where they mess up, right? We all watch that South Carolina game, but there are also some days where they just look like they are a damn NFL team out there. So which Texas A&M team shows up? I feel like the better one, right? And I'm not, you're saying, Shane, are you going to say anything about Miami? Hell no. I don't like Miami. I think Carson Beck has had his moments in the SEC. I think he's a phenomenal quarterback, but I think it's going to take a lot to win this game in College Station. Now, I did say this would be a blowout. And the more that people talk and the more things that I read, I'm like, maybe it won't be. But I do feel like this game is handled early and maybe Miami sneaks back into it. So give me Texas A&M 31, shitty Miami Hurricanes 21. A&M, you better not lose this game.
Ooh,
maybe it's because 2001. You know, maybe I'm hurt because we didn't get a chance to play them. You know what I'm saying? In 2000, yeah. And everybody just crowned them. I remember when Miami was really good, and it was nauseating. Right, every time it's just like, oh my God, we're talking about these guys again. Still to this day, they talk about it. I'm ready to just put this one to bed.
At the end of the day, I hope you're right, Shane.
Did I say that?
Shout out Doug B. the Vol, Shane. 1 year ago, I was about 6 hours after my brain surgery and was listening to the pod in my hospital bed. I think it helped my recovery. Or did it?
No. I'm glad you're feeling better, though.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that. But, yeah, I don't know, Shane, again, the more I've studied this Miami team,
yeah,
they are built in the image of an SEC team. I think they're the only team in the ACC that can say that. And I think that's why they're here, Shane.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, we did see them once this year against Florida.
Yeah.
Buddy, they look like a million damn bucks.
Yeah.
That defense was tenacious. Now, again, Florida was obviously not very good. But, you know, the very next time we saw Florida, they basically eliminated Texas from the playoffs. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's been kind of standing out to me this week. I don't know. I think this is going to be a lot tougher game than you do, Shane. And I think this is a coin toss. And it wouldn't surprise me if either one of these teams won it. How surprised would you be if Miami won it?
Well, the fact that I picked A&M, not too surprised, but there always feels like there's one game in every college football playoff. Last year, it was Notre Dame and Georgia. Like, I was super confident Georgia was going to win that one. And then I'm sitting there in the second quarter, in the third quarter, I'm like, what the hell is going on? Do I see that happening in this one? Absolutely. I don't like the fact it's early. I feel like this should have been the night game. Kind of surprised it's not. But, yeah, there's a part of me that feels like Marcel Reed could have two bad interceptions on two consecutive drives, and then all of a sudden Miami's up 14-0, and we're like, what the hell is going on here?
Right. Hey, shout out VFL. Shane says, my question is, was this podcast the reason for your
damn
brain surgery?
That's also, that's a great follow-up question. I like it.
He says, could have been. what happens if Marcel Reed doesn't have a great game?
He is the ultimate. I feel like both quarterbacks, you know, because we've seen bad Carson Beck too. So I feel like both these quarterbacks are a little streaky. And what I like about A&M, again, unlike Miami, is that I feel like they have more balance, you know. And I feel like you saw that with Elko a few times this year when Reed was maybe having those moments, trying to catch back up type scenario. He established a running game, or he leaned in a little bit more into that rushing attack. So I feel like they have that balance, and offensive line's going to be tested, right? Especially on the edge. But I do think that middle is still pretty damn dominant and should be able to get plenty of push against Miami here.
Yeah. I think we're really going to need a special teams play.
Yeah.
Kick return, punt return, whatever. I think that could really be the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully this game doesn't come down to a kick.
Yeah.
A&M's got the worst field goal percentage in the Southeastern Conference this year. So that concerns me. What if this comes down to a kick?
Well, but if it's a punt return or a kick return, you know,
right.
I really like my odds, especially if you're talking just special teams,
right.
You know, there's a whole bunch of dimensions there, but yeah, obviously if it comes down to a 48 yard field goal, I'm not going to like my odds.
But based on your score, you don't see that happening, do you?
Nah. I feel like this is a 17, maybe a 20 point lead going into the fourth quarter, and then they get some little stupid touchdown, 5 minutes left, onside kick that fails, you know, one of those type games.
Well, I hate to bring this up because it was so long ago and it was such a bad memory.
Yeah.
But now I'm just having flashbacks to all your picks from last playoff.
No.
Because you brought up Georgia, Notre Dame.
I know.
You said Tennessee was going to whoop Ohio State's ass.
Yes. Yeah.
Who else do we have that embarrassed us?
I think of Alabama and Michigan. That was another one. That was stupid. But they were cheating, to be fair.
That's true. Hey, here could be the key to the whole game, Shane. Miami, shout out Freedom Van. Miami has not played in an environment this year. Anything like this. You know what? Mm-hmm. And, I forgot to ask you. I've been trying to.
I don't know what fans look like.
I've been trying to ask you this, but at the end of the day, I forgot. Did you see Nick Saban today? Came out and said, oh, they pipe noise into A&M. He's uh-huh. like, I had to go to the conference several times about them piping it in the noise that they do at A&M. Did you see any of that?
No. But I did. I mean, I did. There was that COVID year with Florida. You remember that one? Right. There, I mean, that was a little questionable, right? I mean, I think there was more than 40,000 there, though, or however many the number was.
Oh, yeah. No, just the reason I asked that, Shane, because
pipe away, buddy.
Pipe, I mean, it. Miami, who are you going to cry to?
Yeah.
The SEC's not going to do anything. No. The college football playoff, there is no such thing. There's no authority or anything. The NCAA's AA doesn't really even exist anymore. So, again, we're going to get the piped in. No, I hope it is true. I don't give a shit about that. Pipe it all in. I think that could be the difference in the ball game, Shane. And, yeah. and again, I'm nervous about this one. I really am. But, of course, I'm going Texas A&M. Much closer than you, though. Give me mm-hmm. A&M 28. Give me Miami 24. Like I said, I think this is a one possession type ball game. I think the odds makers got it right with this 3.5 point spread.
I keep thinking of Rowdy Piper. You remember him?
Yeah,
the old wrestler. Yeah, just pop that in there. Get that crowd noise involved. But I don't think you're going to need a lot of artificial noise in this game. Brother, you're hosting a college football playoff. Think about that for a second. Have you seen the ticket prices at this freaking thing?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Billy Lucci didn't reach out this week. You know, he ain't getting us near that football field this week, brother. I feel like this place is going to be extra rowdy. And, you see what I did there? I feel like it's going to be awesome. It's going to be an awesome environment.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah.
I'm going to share this on the screen just because I think it's funny. Let's see. Share the screen. Boom. I mean, we're talking $1,000 get in here. I mean, we got $600 nosebleeds up here.
Wow. You know what? Jeez, look at that. $1,000 on the football. Like, that's one seat, guys. And yeah. then when you get the fees involved and everything, unless you're using a... Wait, are we on the right? Yeah. Yeah, don't go to this site, you know, stupid site.
Well, that's just what ESPN goes yeah. to, you know.
House full of ants. Sorry, my eyes ain't like they used to be, guys.
We have to get you a magnifying glass or something. All right, follow one, Shane. Alabama at Oklahoma, Shade, what a matchup here. The Crimson Tide favored on the road by 1.5 points. Although I have seen another sports book, Shane, they've dropped this to a pick'em.
Yeah.
So this
yeah.
may be a pick'em by the time kickoff arrives. Over under 40.5 total points. Friday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, nationally televised on that SEC podcast YouTube feed. And ABC. What do you got here, Shane? Alabama at Oklahoma.
Game of the week right here, Mike. I might as well. It is a coin toss, brother. It is an absolute coin toss. I am so pumped up about this one. And I look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow. So be sure to jump on. We'll get on probably a little bit early, right before kickoff. We'll start, you know, cracking beers and talking college football. But, brother, this one. I've gone back and forth. I've predicted Alabama winning this game. I've seen Oklahoma winning this game. And I think they pair up well, right? And the fact we got to see it earlier in the season speaks volumes, but I feel like you could throw all that out the window. It doesn't really matter. This is like a fresh game. Each team has exposed their weakness, if you will, right? Yeah. And so I think Alabama will be better for it, but so will Oklahoma. They'll definitely be healthier. There's a lot of players coming back in this game that didn't get to play in the last one. It's kind of a crazy success story there in Norman. They call it that Sooner Magic, you know, and I get it now, right? These sons of bitches will not die. And I feel like that is going to continue to roll here, man, because just when I think I can see Alabama, can they do it? Yeah, I like Ty Simpson. I love the receivers. I think this defense is improved, right? But then I go on the other side, and I'm like, golly, can you pick a better defense than what Oklahoma has right now? You know, Money Mateer. Yeah, is he God's gift to football? No, but he finds ways to win the football games, and at the end of the day, that's what matters. They got a kicker. I mean, we wear the same size shorts and everything, Mike. I swear, this guy can kick it 75 yards, and if it comes down to one of those, I have no doubt in my mind that Tate will do this one. This is a Morristown Honda college football playoff game, Mike, and I cannot wait to watch it with you. Give me Oklahoma 24, Alabama 23.
Ooh, a one-pointer.
Coming down. You just can't kill him, man.
Army points out Madeer had 212 yards last game, Shane.
Mm.
I'm feeling pretty good about my prize picks. Less than 248. Mm. No, it took me 239. But
yeah.
It's hard to beat a team twice, Shane, don't you think?
Yeah.
Very, very hard. Blackout in the palace.
Is that what they're doing? Might as well. Going to a funeral? Is that what
they're saying? No, I don't think they are.
Yeah.
But it would be fun. Because they saw it posted. They said to wear the maroon.
It's just kind of funny that, I mean, if you think about it, where we were. I remember vividly Oklahoma coming into the SEC the fall. So where, I can't remember which SEC media days we were at, but it's the one before they showed up. And we were talking about, are they even going to bring Venables? You know, are they going to get rid of the guy? That's where we were at. They come over here. They have a horrible season. They have the worst injury list I've ever seen in my life. They go out here. They get John Mateer, a new offensive coordinator. And it changes overnight. And then we're looking like, yes, they are going to improve. And I think John Mateer is going to be fantastic, but look at the schedule. It's the toughest schedule in the country, you know? There's no way they're getting past October. There's no way they're going to get past November. We kept just kicking the can, and then all of a sudden we're like, damn, this Oklahoma team cannot – you can't stop them. So, man, I don't know. It's such a success story to get to this point from where they started coming into this conference. And this is the confidence and the cockiness. I'm starting to see it now, man. These Sooners, they're like, you better get used to it, son. We're going to be in the playoffs every year.
Sooner or Gator says, final score prediction, 4-3. Yeah. Hey, shout out, we had, again, Tyler McComas, great interview.
Yeah.
He pointed out something, Shane, I didn't even think about. Now, again, all this doesn't necessarily apply to this game, but in the four games that Oklahoma has played, Alabama and Auburn, as Oklahoma's been in the SEC.
Yeah.
Brett Venables' defense has scored in every single game. Mm-hmm. How about that? So, again, both times against Alabama, both times against Auburn, and he just pointed out to Auburn because I said, does he own the state of Alabama? So I just thought that was pretty noteworthy. So again, if Oklahoma's going to win, it may take that again. It may take defensive or special teams touchdowns.
Yeah,
they got all that last time and still only won by, what, 2 points?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was a hell of a ball game. Alabama, here's one thing that's really got me down on Alabama. I keep going back and forth. But Bama, last six games, Shane, here's their rushing totals for the last six games. South Carolina, they had 72 rushing yards.
Yeah.
Which they damn near lost to Carolina. LSU, they had 56 rushing yards. Now, they won that pretty convincingly, but that's just because LSU's absolutely pathetic on offense. Oklahoma, 80 rushing yards. They lost, of course. Eastern Illinois, who gives a shit really about that one? But they did have 269. That's the outlier. Auburn, they had 158 rushing yards, and they won that one, but just by the skin of their teeth there. And then, of course, Georgia, -3 rushing yards. So,
yeah.
So they are capable at times, but that's – I just don't know if you could go on the road, college football playoff, against a team of this caliber – and be completely one-dimensional. They've got to manufacture. And even if they did what they did last time against Oklahoma, 80 rushing yards.
Yeah.
If they do something like that, I think they could win this game. I really do. Now.
Now.
Well, that's a little bit easier said than done, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's only been 1 year, so how much of this really matters? But the home teams, Shane, they're 4-0. They're undefeated in college football playoff history. We're already on record. We like, and I'm sure we're not picking Oregon, but we picked them to smash the hell out of JMU. Yeah. So there's an excellent chance home teams are 7-0, and then we got this one here. So if Oklahoma wins it, home teams will be 8-0 in college football playoff history. Again, just 2 years, but
yeah,
that's something to think about. What about this, though? Because this is another thing that I've kind of been bouncing around all week. I know Brent Venables is a mastermind of defense, and he should be recognized as one of the best coaching jobs this year in the SEC.
Yeah.
But I'm not quite there with Ben Arbuckle. I'm not saying he's a bad coach, but I just don't think we've seen anything from him that says he's elite. But on the flip side, I know DeBoering is hell. But I do think he is a good coach, and he gets up for these big games. Sure as hell didn't SEC championship. But besides the one we just saw, he gets his team up for these big games.
Yeah.
I think Kane Womack is an excellent defensive coach. I think Ryan Grubb, he might be the real mastermind of this whole thing. So I think he's an outstanding offensive coach. I would give a slight edge, maybe not even slight, I would give an edge to Alabama coaching over Oklahoma coaching. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm glad you said that, because I was thinking myself, as far as offense, I'm not convinced that Arbuckle's the guy, right? I think he's very good, but I feel like he still needs some learning. I like Grubb. I like what Kalen DeBoer could do, especially on that side of the football. I think what carries the most weight, though, is Venables and what he can do with the defense and what he continues to do with the defense. So I feel like it's pretty even there. You know, I give the edge offensively to Alabama, and not knocking Womack. I think he's a fantastic coach, but I think Venables, like I said, just carrying so much weight there. It's almost like a Nick Saban or a Kirby Smart, you know, Lane Kiffin, one of these guys that just controls that side of the football. But
Josh Heupel.
Because you say that, though, I always do this. I'm like canceling this. Okay, this. And then I get down to special teams. Mm. And, I mean, say what you want. The two good kickers, right? One's got short shorts and one's got a short attitude or a short temper, you know? but I do think they got tremendous abilities, and it may come down to special teams, but I still would give a slight edge to Oklahoma there. So coaching, I would just, again, I think you're flipping a coin right now.
Yeah, no, I think that's fair. We had one guy, shout out this guy. I don't think he's feeling too confident, Shane. Little Joe.
Yeah.
Just give your fucking prediction, all right? Quit talking about football. Yeah. Well, how dare you on a football show? Get back to the pie talk or whatever. But
I love it.
I don't know, Shane. Again, I'm going back and forth. I'll be honest with you, but I was on Oklahoma all week.
Cousins, predict who Mike's picking right now. I think that's what Lil Joe's trying to get at.
Today, I flipped my pick, Shane. I flipped my pick to Alabama in the college football playoff to go on the road. And then right before the show, I flipped it back. Oklahoma's winning, Shane. Give me Oklahoma 23, Alabama 20.
Double cussing curse in the college football playoffs. Oh, Tide fans. Lil Joe's probably happy now.
Hey, P5. Appreciate your 50 bucks. Watch the 76 clip of Mizzou, Ohio State. Ref stopped the clock 2 or 3 times due to the crowd noise. Saved us seconds. We won 22-21. Look it up. Back then, refs stopped the clock, and the home team could lose the time for excessive noise.
I remember Steve Spurrier. You remember that? Coming over to Knoxville, pitched a big old fit about the crowd noise there in Knoxville, Tennessee. You can Google that one as well. Did not go well for him.
No, it did not. Hey, we also had Earl. Appreciate you, buddy. He gave us $10. Hopefully he maybe he had a comment. I don't know. It's not there.
Earl, post it. Get put your team on there too.
Hey, Shin, he's $5 more, Shane. Shane needs a smoking jacket and a pipe. I could see it.
I miss cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? You remember that? Yeah, Camel Lights. Yeah, I was a Marlboro Light guy, and then Camel Lights kept putting coupons off. So I was like, man, it's cheaper. And then that's how I got hooked to the old Camel Lights. Or now Camel Blues. They say Camel Lights sound too healthy, so they went to Camel Blues. But I don't do it anymore, but unless I have like 5 or 6 beers.
I can't believe growing up, being around our uncles and just smelling them when they smoked.
Yeah.
How anyone would want to smoke after.
They were so cool, though. You know what I'm saying? Getting back from the Moose's Lodge. The Elks Club, you know?
Hey, Carl says A&M Miami, oil money versus drug money.
Oh, shit.
And, hey, I didn't even know this, Shane. Shop, son. Appreciate you. 20 to 40 mile per hour winds in Norman. Yikes.
Yeah, not golfing there, I'll tell you.
So you may not be able to throw the football. You know what?
I don't think that's a problem.
But or kicking a field goal or something.
Can I ask you a serious question, Mike? If I put a gun to your head and I said you got to pick one team to have the most rushing yards in this football game, because ultimately I really do think that's what it comes down to. I mean, all this other stuff's fun. John Mateer, I just feel like the line of scrimmage, who gets the push, who's able to keep the clock rolling. If you had to pick one of these teams to lead in rushing, who are you a little more confident in?
You're talking Bama, Oklahoma?
Yeah, yeah.
Oklahoma, just because I don't think Alabama will get much of a push on Oklahoma's defense.
Yeah.
And Alabama just doesn't have very good running back. I like Oklahoma's running backs better, but they're banged up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. Not confident at all.
No, not at all.
No, no.
You know what I am confident in?
-3 their last game, Alabama, though. I'm reminded daily.
Shin, we're confident in you, buddy. Shin gifted 5 memberships, Shane, to Stephen Jones, Prodigal Son Matt, Jeff Bickerstaff, James Scott, and North Carolina Fisher. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, brother.
And then we got the legend, Stephen.
Row Tide.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Stephen Up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Stephen Up. He gets it. Adam Huckleby. And then All Day Motherfucking Trish. And he gifted Johnny Boy. Thank you, All Day Trey. And then Shin said, I ain't done yet, brother. 5 boys, Shane.
Oh, gosh.
I can't even pretend to pronounce this one. SJZ, JJZIZ got gifted. Woo Dan Pig 27, Slade 197, Shane Lambert, and Sarah Revlow. All of y'all, welcome
to the family. Oh, we ain't done yet, Mike. Freedom Van coming off the top rope like Rowdy Roddy Piper here.
You and Roddy Piper now.
I love that. He was one of my favorite wrestlers growing up, man.
He gifted Who Dat Fam. Watch Wayne Newton. That's a cool name. American Patriot, K Love, and Big Reb 601.
Welcome to the family. Thank you, Freedom.
And thank you, Bert Bishop. Merry Christmas, cousins. Beat the hell out of Miami.
Hell yes. Hell yes. And we got some good stuff coming for you for Christmas. Sweet potato casserole. It's coming. It's coming. I promise you, it'll be posting this week. I'll try to do it sometime this week. And then also, pay attention, Christmas Eve. Got a little special for you. I don't know if you remember last Christmas Eve, but we're going to do a little something special for the cousins. So a nice little clip be coming out that day as well.
Shane, any chance, will you truly believe in the double cousin curse if Tulane wins, Miami wins, and Bama wins?
Yes. If that happens, I will. I don't know what I'd do. I'd have a breakdown. I'd have a breakdown, because then we're just down to Georgia. And honestly,
no, because Alabama would still be alive.
Oh well, no, that's a good point. Yes, yeah, because if we're wielding that much power, wielding, is it willing or wielding?
Will the second one?
Okay, I'm not even going to, I don't even know which one that one was, but if we do that, I will never pick an SEC team again in the college football playoffs. I will always pick against it because I would feel bad. I would feel real bad. I just, for me, Mike, I can't handle another conference winning the national championship. This is our trophy, and this, it belongs at home, and it's been gone way too long.
Are you dropping the Cousin Shane Christmas calendar? Is that what's happening?
Yes. Brief nudity.
Oh, no. Oh, shout out Shin, just gifted 5-4.
Oh, Shin, thank you.
Hey, well, I know you said your daughter went to the comedian. Stavi.
Yeah, yeah.
He dropped one of those.
Oh, did he? No.
That's how he got famous. He was doing like nude calendars.
Well, you know. He's not trying to get credentialed anywhere either, you know?
Hey, shout out Shitty Gifted, Brian, 101st. Appreciate your service, Brian.
Thank you, cuz.
Chris, T. Howard, and Billy McGee, and R.Y. Guy. Welcome
to the family.
And we may have an injury report. I think we're off here.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, buddy, before we hop off here?
Nope. Just look forward to seeing everybody tomorrow night. Grab your beers and let's have some fun. Hit that thumbs up on your way out. That's awesome, too. Yeah, that'd be good. You wield the power. Wield the power. Wielding the power.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.